Stafford giggles, but silence sleeps instead. From behind the sofa, nobody's there. Clutching some brandy, nobody knew. He didn't tell them it's somebody's birthday. Somebody's birthday today. It's somebody's birthday today. It's somebody's birthday today. It's somebody's birthday. Somebody's birthday. Somebody's birthday today.
Hi, Luke. It's your mom. And this is one of your birthday messages. It's your birthday today, and I hope you're going to have a good day. And I just wanted to let you know that you are the most beautiful baby. And we'll be seeing you in a few days, so I'm really looking forward to that. So have a good birthday, and I love you. Bye-bye.
End of message. Erase, press 7. Save. Erased. End of messages.
Yeah. It is somebody's birthday today. However, you're listening to a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Yeah. However, lots of cool stuff coming up in the next hour and a half. And, wow. The first thing I want to talk about is, unfortunately, the Velvet Underground scam. I don't mean scam as in the, well, you know, nothing against Warren at all. But, yeah, what were you thinking, putting it on eBay and, you know, selling it for $155,000, you know, all apologies, you know. I wasn't the bidder. I had no idea who was the bidders, but jeepers, come on, man. You got something that serious, you know. Best 75 cents I've ever spent. Anywho, yeah, that's what you're going to hear in the next, 25 minutes. Velvet Underground and the noise and the beauty that they created. So,
you killed your European son. You spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone. You better sit so long. Hey, hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the scene. Your European sun is gone. You better sit so long. Your clouds treat you goodbye. We'll be right back.
girls in Matilda without her wallet. The sexy boy smiled in dismay. She took out 420s cause she liked round figures. Everybody's free for a day. Oh babe, I'm on fire and you know I admire your body. Why don't we slip away? Although I'm sure you're certain it's a rarity, me flirting cha-la-la-la this way. Oh, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, hey baby, come on, let's slip away. Luscious and gorgeous, oh, what humping muscle, call out the National Guard. She creamed in her jeans as he picked up her knees from off of the four-mic guitar bar. And cascading slowly, he lifted her wholly and boldly out of this world. And despite people's derision, proved to be more than diversion. Sha-la-la-la later on. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he entered her slowly and showed her where he was coming from. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he made love to her gently. It was like she never ever come. And then sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, when the sun rose and he made to leave. You know, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, neither one regretted a thing.
That you came to our place with, but you ought to be more careful around the little girls. It's either the best or it's the worst. And since I don't have to choose, I guess I won't. And I know this ain't no way to treat a guest. But why don't you grab your old lady by the feet and just lay her out in the darkest street, and by morning she's just another hit and run. You know, some people got no choice, and they can never find a voice to talk with that they could even call their own. So the first thing that they see that allows them the right to be why they follow it, you know, it's called bad luck.
Jesus looks good, that's the neck. Blind memories, but lovely, feel free. We're in love with the twilight of ages. Washing down my throat with pleasure. Black on a cable, suddenly for the passion. What to justify my spurious desires? Rectify moments, my serious nurture. To hail up in the face of most odious time. Blind replies, most facile and vacuous. With words nearly censured, the heartbeat of passions. Give forth with the grace of the thought going under. Subject to making certain noble origin.
I'm the church and I've come.
One of the most beautiful songs of all time, if you ask me, Paris 1919 by John Cale. And yeah, what you heard in that last, well, half hour of noise was pretty much Velvet Underground and their progeny, I guess. Well, that's a bad word. But anyways, two members, Lou Reed and John Cale, who kind of started that whole thing, you know. And, oh, boy, yeah. Metal Machine music you heard in there. Heard Waltz and Matilda of Street Hassle. European Sun to Delmore Schwartz, which apparently the acetate starts with. I'd really love to hear that version, but, you know, I don't have it. So, what can you do? You're listening to Noise here, top of the noon to you. Luke Mead here. And, got some, you know, it's birthday season, and apparently I'm not a very good gift getter, but this one kind of made me do a loop-de-de-loop. Pierre Henry, Michel Colombier. Check it out. And if you can't dig this, then you're not as hip as I thought you were.
We'll be right back. just wants to get out of the sun and find a place where he can go to
Elephant's Memory, better known as the John Lennon Backing Band, back in 1972. However, that was off their first record in 1968, and better known as the trippy Midnight Cowboy song. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. Check it out if you haven't. And if you haven't, I feel really freaking sorry for you. Before that, Pierre Henry. And wow, did you recognize any gongs on that? All you animation freaks, yes, Pierre Henry, and that was Psyche Rock, really, 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 really cool stuff, thanks, Mo, anyways, coming up in the next, wow, Jesus, do you have, 12 minutes to spare? Okay, cool, because, if you're driving, please pull over, because, this may tantalize and devastate you at the same time and distract you. And if you guys are clacking away on the computers, you know, please keep on doing it, because unfortunately this was the birth of trance music. I hate to be the teller of terrible tales, but yes, Steve Reich did this piece called Come Out in 1966, and it was simple. It was four loops of repeated speech. Unfortunately, you know, a bunch of DJs went over top of it, and we have the Reich remixed version here. The cool thing is that we've got all of the stuff, but they've given us the original Come Out, and I'd really, 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 really like to play this for you, because it's just one of the most amazing phase experiments, period. And, yeah, Steve Reich, Come Out on CITR.
I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out, 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 to show them
Thank you.
one loop, four tape recorders. What could possibly go wrong? Steve Reich. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. More stuff after this.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're...
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
But what is it? It's Breakfast with the Browns every Monday, and one of my favorite things about CITR... is the Breakfast of the Browns Christmas show. And it's actually happening on Christmas Day. Yes, Peter and James are going to be here in the studio broadcasting their favorites of Christmas music. And holy moly, the most grinchiest of souls will be swayed by them because they're so amazing. And their show is really, really, really good. Their Christmas show and their show is really, really good as well. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. At 1 o'clock, we have, holy moly, you are in for a treat. Neil Young has finally allowed the rights to release Crazy Horse at Fillmore East 1970. And that's what you're going to be hearing for the next... Well, not at 1 o'clock, you're going to be hearing that. And so stay tuned. Get your rock on. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now with Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rummertone Radio, a go go with Frank Rumbletoon. And 5 o'clock is Rachel Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30 is Sam Squatch's Hideaway with Anita B, the best in CanCon and all the indie stuff for you. 8 o'clock is Folk Oasis with Ms. Val Cormier. 10 o'clock is Juicebox, hosted by Julia, and one of our best sexual health issues shows. And then 11 o'clock, he hasn't called me today. So, Hans, if you're out there, give me a call. Okay. Hans Klaus, Misery Hour. You know, anywho. More moving on here. Okay, we've got some soundtrack stuff for you. I really, really like this because, well, it's Kronos Quartet and Mogwai. How can you go wrong? However, it's from the new Aronofsky film, which has been kind of panned in the media. And I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I've seen his previous work. And, you know, if you're a fan of Pie or Requiem for a Dream, you pretty much would know what you're getting. I really, really like the fact that the Georgia Strait compared it to El Topo. However, this is really, really, really nice, pretty stuff. And it's a cloudy day. So this is Mogwai with the Kronos Quartet. And the track is called The Last Man. Thank you. Bit of soundtrack music for you in that last set there. That was Borat off of Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit of Glorious Nations. Oh, sorry, there's no of in there. Sorry. Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. And that was Born to Be Wild, of course. Wow, you didn't recognize that? Anyways, before that, Underworld, their newest one is a soundtrack to a film called Breaking and Entering, and I haven't heard much about it. I know that Jude Law's in it, but he's in every film, it seems, these days. And the thing is, the director did, The English Patient, so I don't know if that's helping you at all, but it's not selling me on the deal at all. The film's called Breaking and Entering, Underworld and Gabriel Yared, and you heard a track called St. Pancras, and starting you off there, Kronos Quartet with Mogwai, with The Fountain, the new Aronofsky film. And thank you to the caller, actually, that defended the film. Well, not defended, but said that they'd seen it and said, yes, I can see some problems with it, but, you know, what can you do? 10 minutes left. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got Neil Young and Crazy Horse live at Fillmore East. And that's going to be real fun. This is a nice little story. I'd like you guys to kick back and listen to it. And this is dedicated to Mo.
The squirrel and the chipmunk had been dating for 2 weeks when they ran out of things to talk about. Acorns, parasites, the inevitable approach of autumn. These subjects had been covered within their first hour, and so breathlessly their faces had flushed. Twice they had held long conversations about dogs, each declaring their across-the-board hatred of them, and speculating on what life might be like were someone to put a bowl of food in front of them 2 times a day. "They're spoiled rotten is what it comes down to," the chipmunk had said, and the squirrel had placed his paw over hers, saying, "That's it exactly. Finally someone who really gets it." Friends had warned them that their romance could not possibly work out, and such moments convinced them that these naysayers were not just wrong, but jealous. "They'll never have what we do," the squirrel would say. And then the two of them would sit quietly, hoping for a flash flood or a rifle report. Something, anything, that might generate a conversation. They were out one night at a little bar run by a couple of owls, when following a long silence, the squirrel slapped his palm against the tabletop. "You know what I like," he said. "I like jazz." "I didn't know that," the chipmunk said. "My goodness, jazz." She had no idea what jazz was, but worried that asking would make her sound stupid and unworthy of his affections. "What kind exactly?" she asked, hoping his answer might narrow things down a bit. "Well, all kinds, really," he told her. "Especially the earlier stuff." "Me too," she said. And when he asked her why, she told him that the later stuff was just a little too late for her tastes. Almost like it was overripe or something. You know what I mean? And for the third time since she had known him, the squirrel reached across the table and took her paw. On returning home that evening, the chipmunk woke her older sister, with whom she shared a room. "Listen," she whispered, "I need you to explain something. What's jazz?" "Why are you asking me?" the sister said. "So you don't know either?" the chipmunk asked. "I didn't say I didn't know," the sister said. "I asked you why you're asking." "Does this have anything to do with that squirrel?" "Maybe," the chipmunk said. "Well, I'm telling," the sister announced. "First thing tomorrow morning, because this has gone on long enough." She punched at her pillow of moss, then repositioned it beneath her head. "I warned you weeks ago that this wouldn't work out, and now you've got the whole house in an uproar, waltzing home in the middle of the night, waking me up with your dirty little secrets, jazz indeed. You just wait until Mother hears about this." The chipmunk laid awake that night, imagining the unpleasantness that was bound to take place the following morning. What if jazz was squirrel slang for something terrible, like anal intercourse? "Oh, I like it too," she'd said, and so eagerly. Then again, it could just be mildly terrible, something along the lines of communism or fortune-telling, subjects that were talked about but hardly ever practiced. Just as she thought she had calmed herself down, a new possibility would enter her mind, each one more terrible than the last. Jazz was the maggot-infested flesh of a dead body, the ochre crust on an infected eye, another word for ritual suicide, and she had claimed to like it. Years later, when she could put it all in perspective, she'd realized that she'd never really trusted the squirrel. How else to explain all those terrible possibilities? Had he been another chipmunk, even a tough one, she'd have assumed that jazz was something familiar, a kind of root, say, or maybe a hairstyle. Of course, her sister hadn't helped any. None of her family had. "It's not that I have anything against squirrels per se," her mother had said. "It's just that this one, well, I don't like him." When pressed for details, she'd mentioned his fingernails, which were a little too long for her tastes. "A sure sign of vanity," she warned. "And then there's this jazz business." That was what did it. Following the sleepless night, the chipmunk's mother had forced her to break it off. "Well," the squirrel had sighed, "I guess that's that." "I guess it is," the chipmunk said. He headed downriver a few days later, and she never saw him or spoke to him again. "It's no great loss," her sister said. "No girl should be subjected to language like that, especially from the likes of him." "Amen," her mother added. Eventually, the chipmunk met someone else, and after she had safely married, Her mother speculated that perhaps jazz was a branch of medicine, something like chiropractic therapy that wasn't quite legitimate. Her sister said no, it was more likely a jig, and then she pushed herself back from the table and kicked her chubby legs into the air. Oh, you, her mother said, that's a can-can. And then she joined in and gave a few kicks of her own. This stuck in the chipmunk's mind, as she never knew her mother could identify a dance step or anything associated with fun. It was the way her own children would eventually think of her, dull, strict, chained to the past. She had boys, all of them healthy, and only one prone to trouble. He had a habit of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but his heart was good, and the chipmunk knew he would eventually straighten himself out. Her husband thought so too, and died knowing that he had been correct. A month or two after he'd passed on, she asked this son what jazz was, and when he told her it was a kind of music, she knew immediately that he was telling the truth. Is it bad music? She asked. Well, if it's played badly, he said. Otherwise, it's really quite pleasant. Did squirrels invent it? God, no, he said. Whoever gave you that idea? The chipmunk stroked her brown and white muzzle. Nobody, she said. I was just guessing. When her muzzle grew more white than brown, the chipmunk forgot that she and the squirrel had had nothing to talk about. She forgot the definition of jazz as well, and came to think of it as every beautiful thing she had ever failed to appreciate. The taste of warm rain, the smell of a baby, the din of a swollen river rushing past her tree and onward to infinity.
Lovely tale there by Mr. David Sedaris. It's called So a Chipmunk and a Squirrel Walk into a Bar. And it's off this wonderful compilation from Chicago Public Radio presents This American Life, Stories of Hope and Fear. I'm not going to waste your time telling you everything that's on here. All that I know is if you're intelligent, buy it. That's it. That just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise here. Speaking of squirrels and chipmunks, this goes out to my own personal little chipmunk, and see you next week.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah! Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords.